Germany, France, other EU members sold huge stocks of arms to Russia before invasion, despite embargo. By Nathaniel Charles on March 19, 2022. 10 European Union, EU, member states have been exposed for selling hundreds of millions of euros worth of military kit to Russia between 2015 and 2020, despite sanctions. EU member states including France, Germany, and Italy potentially broke a European embargo on selling arms to Russia, issuing more than 1,000 arms licenses after the ban was imposed on August 1, 2014. Military equipment sold to Russia ranges from thermal imaging and firearms to tanks and rockets, which were most likely used during Russia's recent invasion of Ukraine. While some of the arms contracts may have been legal, due to a loophole that allowed companies to honor their agreements prior to the ban, since 2015 the 10 EU members sold hundreds of millions of euros worth of equipment to Russia, with 44% of sales, around 152 euros, $167.7 million, originating from France alone, The Telegraph reports. Germany followed France, supplying 35% of the contracts to Russia, totaling 122 million euros, $134.6 million. And while these mainly consisted of icebreaker vessels, they also included firearms and armored vehicles. Investigative journalism team Investigate Europe have also released findings that according to the COARM data, after 2014, EU member states issued more than 1,000 licenses, general authorizations for arms deals, to Russia. Russia annexed the Crimea and supported a separatist uprising in Ukraine's Donbas region in 2014. Following the EU-backed Euromaidan coup against Russia-aligned former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. Investigate Europe alleged that France was supplying Russia with chemical agents, biological agents, riot control agents, radioactive materials, related equipment, components and material well after the 2014 ban. The other European Union members that supplied a variety of different equipment are Austria, Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Croatia, Finland, Italy, Slovakia, and Spain, bringing the combined arms sale total for the EU to 346 million euros, $381.8 million. The revelation of these sales will likely cause embarrassment to the European Union, which is divided over how harsh sanctions on Moscow should be. Speaking to Breitbart London, Northern Ireland veterans campaigner and ex-Grenadier Guardsman Roy Brinkley said that France, Germany, and Italy should hang their heads in shame. Where are all the Remainers, those who voted for Britain to remain in the EU, now? What are you going to say about this? You still want to be part of the corrupt EU when their only concern is lining their pockets? I don't get it, the Remainers always having a go at Boris Johnson, and yes, he makes the odd mistake, but then nobody says anything about Scholz, Macron, and whoever the Prime Minister of Italy is this week, Brinkley continued. It's absolutely crazy, they should all put their hands up and resign as well as face legal consequences for themselves and their countries for breaking the weapons embargo on Russia, Brinkley insisted. These EU weapons are being used to kill innocent men, women and children, slaughtering them, bombing hospitals, nurseries, and schools. They're also being used against Britons not only out there to fight for Ukraine but also those providing emergency supplies such as baby clothes, food, and nappies, the veteran alleged. I've got personal friends who have gone out to Ukraine with bundles of gear risking their own lives to help refugees, and now we've got weapons that were supplied by the EU being used against our people. The ex-guardsman finished by calling for charges to be brought against the leaders of these 10 EU nations and have them brought to justice, highlighting the fact that the EU had already fined Britain, Hungary and Poland for supposedly breaking European law, and suggesting that the European Union should be slapping the 10 countries with fines at a minimum. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.